Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I want to thank you guys for joining us tonight, this beautiful, beautiful cold, but beautiful November 27th evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us, and for that, we're really grateful. Hi, everybody on Facebook Live. For those of you who are listening by radio, we're actually coming to you by radio as well as Facebook Live tonight. And we have an awesome special guest coming up. But before we jump in with our special guest, I want to announce some of the upcoming events that's coming up. We have the Get on the Mic Networking Holiday Celebration hosted by the Motivational Queen, Miss Wanda B. Hollis. And it is with the I Am Enough Talk Show. I'll be a part of that this coming Sunday. So excited about that. So grateful to have an opportunity to be a part of that. And then we have December the 9th. Hi, everybody. December the 9th, we have, it says, join us for the holidays. It's the Sabbath Holiday Jubilee. So this great event, I'm actually going to be one of the media people covering this. Joyce White Stakewalk and I are going to be doing this event. And we're going to be 2201 Justin Parkway at Atlanta, 30331. And next Sunday, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. So it's a night from 2 to 6 p.m. And you get tickets for $5. And if you reach out to Angeles Weston, she actually has tickets on hand that she can get for you. You can get them for you. And guess what? Wild Supplies last when you get they're going to be giving your kids a free toy. Wild Supplies are last that you get there for you. There's $5 to get in. You can't get a free toy and get to be able to network and purchase other great deals. From vendors that you're going to get. I will be there as one of the meetings. So I'm excited about that. And next Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. It's called the Sabbath Holiday Jubilee. You can look up Angeles Washington or Jewel Develman. She has a Facebook as well as Instagram. And her Cash App is also Jewel Develman. And then we have December 22nd. There's going to be a great toy giveaway. Hello, everybody. You're joining us on Facebook Live. The Dale Hall Foundation is one annual open heart campaign that you just heard. I've been volunteering with Dale Hall Foundation community and reaching out to families that may not be able to otherwise give their children a holiday, a Christmas holiday. So if you want to be a part of that event, you can email Jasmine House Foundation at yahoo.com. You can also contact 678-964-4511. Find out how you can participate, how you can volunteer, or find out any more information if you are a family in need or know a family in need. That will be December 22nd from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have partnered with Toys for Tots Foundation with the Jasmine House, and there will be a toy giveaway on December 22nd, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Get your copy of the original verse by my Apostle Jordan Dick. That book, I tell you, it's a manual that is life-changing. If you don't have a copy of the book already, you can get it through Barnes & Noble, e-book. You have a Smashwords. A physical copy of it. You can go to ajoylifeministries@gmail.com. And get your copy. I'm telling you, get your highlighters ready, your notebook ready, because it's time for you to understand the original text for your life. And that, again, the name of the book, the manual is called The Original Version. It is a manual, not just a book. So it is available in ebook version on many of your online outlets. But also, if you want to get a physical copy or you want her to come in and do a training for your congregation, or email azoelife.com. Ministry at gmail.com.
lot of people don't remember that. I actually miss the children's book. So it's holiday time. You can get the copy of the children's book. This is Precious Pam. And that book is bilingual. It teaches foundational English and Spanish. So I used to go in the schools and stuff all the time, and I still do. And we go in and do the bilingual learning with the kids. It's so fun. They have a good time. I have a good time. So animated. The book is normally $12.99, but I'm selling it for $10. Also, you can get it online. So many kids have their own iPads, and you actually can buy it with the Kindle app online as well as Amazon. On Friday, you start the book. Actually, the show originated as a book first. A learning with just, excuse me, on Friday, it's our, this book sells for $12, but it's, we're going to let that go as $10 as well. On Friday, Inspire was a book that God gave me. You wake up in the midnight hour, give me words to encourage and empower. And, I mean, there are pieces in there like The Chosen One, Where Will You After His Call, Redeemed, Full Potential, just so many things that he was just waking me up, giving me. And I was, ooh, Lord. And when he was giving me this great assignment, I was like, well, Lord, anything about this? But he said, I don't need to know anything about it. I just need you to be obedient. So that's a word for somebody that's on here now. You're telling God, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. But he's telling you, don't worry about knowing how to do it. I just need you to be obedient and follow up, and I'll give you what to do. But I'm not going to get into this. We thank all of our sponsors. Y'all, don't forget about your event dates, times, the original version. You got to get your copy of the manual because it's life-changing. But tonight's topic is a heart to help. Now, last week we talked about being thankful because the holidays are really hard for some people. And it's a place of making sure you're staying in a place of gratefulness, regardless of what you're seeing. But also, tonight we're going to be staying in that place of gratitude, but also reaching out to people to see how can we help, because there are some people that are still affected. So I'm going to introduce tonight our wonderful guest, Ms. Manda Moore Brown. Let me bring her on. But Manda, are you here with us or not? Can you hear me? Unmute yourself because we can't hear you. Manda? All right, we're bringing her on the Facebook Live, but let me check on her on the radio. Manda, we have you as a live call on the radio line. I was able to test things out. Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. We can hear you loud and clear now. All right, Ms. Ramonda. Oh. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this great evening? Can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so I haven't brought you on live with us on the Facebook Live. So we're still awaiting your arrival. Let me see if I can close it out and try to re-end.
Amen.
Huh? All right, I'm going to close and re-add you on the invite itself. Let's see. Well.
Yes, ma'am. I got
you.
There was a lag with the Facebook
lag.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it was, a lag?
Okay.
All right.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so. Can you introduce yourself to the on-site and inside listeners on Facebook Live as well as the online radio show?
Yes, ma'am. All right. It didn't send the invite again, but I can hear you well on the radio. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can hear us.
Yes.
On the real line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it is telling me I cannot bring you on now. Why I can't bring you on? I'm not sure.
I don't. You know how technology is sometimes. Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna close it out myself and go back on. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead and close it out, and we'll try to bring you back on after you do that. So, tell us, can you introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire listeners?
Yes, I am Ramonda Moore Brown, and I am the CEO and vessel that God is using for No More Broken Pieces Women's Ministry, and a single mom of actually six. I have and an extra, and just have a heart. As you said, I couldn't have titled it better. I have a heart to help others. You know, to help the hurting, to help the lost, and to help those who want to be all that God created them to be. That is my heart. That is my desire. And that is my mission.
Amen, amen. Facebook, can y'all hear her? Because I actually have her coming through the radio line. We're still trying to add her. It's still saying add on Facebook Live. Can you all hear her? I need somebody to respond to me on Facebook Live. Can y'all hear her? On Facebook Live.
Okay.
Belita, I see you. Can you hear? Hey, Apostle. Okay. Great evening to you. Can you all hear Ramonda? Because we are having problems bringing her on live with us. But can you hear her? Okay. All right. So, Ramonda, so you were living in what area?
Panama City, Florida. Is where I'm from. Pretty much all of my life.
All right. So, boy, pretty much all your life, you were in Panama City, Florida. And the storm hit. What time frame did that storm hit you on?
It hit us on October 10th, about the middle of early, late morning, middle of the day, is when the actual hurricane, hit our town. And,
All right. So the hurricane hit October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, November 27th, about to go in December. And
yes.
So many people are still in devastation despite a month and a half away. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Tell us a little bit
yes,
about
ma'am.
The news that I told us.
Okay. As of now, the few shelters that they have that were open to help people, they're closing down. A lot of the help that they were offering there, things like comfort stations where people could go and get meals and take showers, those things are kind of fading away. And, of course, you know, the media, is, you know, they stick around for a little while. But it's just sad that the rest of America does not have a clue of the widespread devastation and the thousands of people that are still without a home, living in tents, sleeping outside, or sleeping in houses that are absolutely not equipped to handle the inclement weather that they are experiencing right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, because we're talking about now, we're a month and a half late, and you're seeing families that are in tents, or and I even saw pictures with tarps over houses where they're basically almost outside. They're living in a house that's still almost outside.
Yes, yes. If you were to be in an airplane or helicopter and you would go over my city, you would see just hundreds of thousands of blue tarps over homes, you know, that have been damaged and need roofs. And it's just undescribable. And being a lifelong resident of that city, when I go, you get lost because it is unrecognizable. It is just not the same. The damage with the trees and the homes and the businesses, it's, like I said, it's just sheer devastation throughout the city and even other areas that are surrounding there, which we call the Panhandle of Florida.
Wow. So the Panhandle area has been, it was devastating. Seeing that a month and a half later, you still have thousands and thousands of families that are still affected. And
sure.
So what are you doing for the people who are at these places are closing down for places to shower and you know, the people having a backup plan? What are they doing to offer some type of support for these people? for these families in need?
Well, I read something today, and I try to keep up, that they were saying because of Red Cross, you know, and some have FEMA that's helping out, you know, that they're pretty much saying that by now. And I think that's the way America is feeling as a whole, you know, by now things should be better, or by now you should have something else in place. But everybody is not that fortunate. Everybody does not have a backup plan. Some people can't, you know, just pick up and leave as easily as one might believe. And, you know, after a while, people just say, you know, you should have another plan, or you should have another way. But there's many, many people that don't have another plan, that don't have a backup, you know, or can't leave, you know, and relocate,
right,
even just for temporarily. You know, I have had to relocate for now because of the devastation, and being able to keep my children, their sanity, because we were there during the hurricane. We were there, 8 people in a half bath, you know, experiencing that trauma. But everybody just cannot leave. There are many people that were put out of their apartments and, you know, told to leave. Somehow you have 72 hours to get your stuff and leave without having the resources or even the manpower to do that. So, yes, it's been rather tragic and heartbreaking.
Wow. How can we help? How can we reach out, whether it's in a monetary way, whether it is in a way of, you know, contacting the powers that be, as far as, you know, the governor, the different, I mean, because are they aware that it's still in that bad of a state?
Yes, they are. They are. Good Morning America, somebody had them there last week, so they kind of, well, they, somebody went on and kind of brought a little bit of light to it. But the main thing we can do is, the power of social media is one of the greatest tools that we have, you know, right now, that, you know, could get all over the world. But it's going to take more than just the people of Panama City, other people, you know, being aware. And when you are aware, letting your voice be heard, and then sharing it and letting their voice be heard. And as you, your motto, you know, being on fire, I am on fire, to get the right attention, you know, to our town, you know, it's, and it's all about that. Let's utilize whatever we have to reach out to whomever we can and make awareness, make some positive noise, but to stand up and say, hey, we are still in need. People still need homes. They are not okay. They are not okay. You know, the storm is oftentimes kind of compared to Hurricane Katrina. And Hurricane Katrina was absolutely devastating, but there is a whole different scenario. Katrina's most devastation came from the levees breaking and the city flooding.
Right.
This was sheer wind and tornadoes devastating the city, uprooting homes, uprooting businesses, uprooting trees. And it's equivalent to a war zone. And I think that would really help people to understand it's not your typical hurricane scene. This is so different, and it's so many people. It doesn't matter the socioeconomic. It doesn't matter color. It doesn't matter. This thing has been devastating to many, many people, and we need America. We need help. You know, there is often benefits and things of that nature that go on to help, but it's kind of like they've kind of forgotten us. And I won't speak for the city, but I know that those that I know feel that they have been forgotten. I can't speak for everyone, but they have been forgotten, you know, and they need help.
So for those of you who are just joining us, people are actually sitting in chat. Where is this? Because they kind of joined us a little later on in the broadcast. So we're talking about the storm that hit the panhandle in the Panama City area. So it hit about, it was on October the 10th. And because of the devastation, it was so vast that many families are still in tents. And I'm going to post some pictures after we actually close out. Ramonda was able to send me pictures of, when I tell you, lots and lots of pets and families, their houses are in parks. And so we're talking about a month and a half later, and you have pretty much lost everything. And like you said, it pretty much looks like a war zone in a lot of areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's talking mm-hmm. about families that have nowhere to go, nothing to do, and they're getting ready to close down the shelters and things of that nature because, oh, it's been a month and a half. Now what? These people still
mm-hmm.
have nowhere to go. So, yes, it's been a month
mm-hmm.
and a half, but there's still quite a bit of them. So,
yeah.
Remember, how can we help? What can we do? We can go on social media. We can get the voice you heard. Are there some
mm-hmm.
people that we can reach out to say, hey, we want to lend a helping hand? Or what else can we do try to make it easier for the people who need the help?
Yes, there are some amazing people who are actually doing a brunt of the work, and these people are actually those that were affected by the hurricane. I know there are national organizations that are asking to give, but I'm standing in the gap for those neighborhoods that don't receive those fundings that go to a lot of those national organizations. There's Kingdom Agenda International Ministries that is right there in the heart of Panama City. I haven't seen a day go by without those people feeding, clothing, you know, being an encouragement, an inspiration. I know that they have a Facebook page as well, and I'm pretty sure
mm-hmm.
a website. They're doing an amazing job. You can reach out to them. I also have my leaders that are there in Panama City that were affected as well and continue to, you know, to reach out and to do whatever to help them. And that is Thy Kingdom Come Global Ministries. We even have the PayPal there that any funding that goes through there, either one of these places will definitely get it to the people who need it. There's also a page on Facebook, and these are people that I know personally. I wouldn't say it if I didn't know. There's a page on Facebook called Meet the Need Panama City where people go on there and say what they need, and just the beauty and all of this pain to see people connecting together and people from other places. You know, they're putting the needs out there and people are meeting them. And it's Meet the Need Panama City. That's a group on Facebook. Those are places that I know that are constantly working and helping. And the thing about it is they were also affected by the storm and haven't stopped to help, you know, helping others. And that's what
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do as well, forgetting about ourselves and trying to help others who are in need.
So you have a family of eight yourself, right?
Yes, I do. I do have six children and an extra blessing from the Lord. Yes, I do. So it's eight of us that are here, and that went through that storm, that devastating few hours that changed our lives forever. Yes.
Wow. So your family of eight was in a half bathroom while this was underway. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was.
I put the link in there. Somebody asked for the link, so sorry. Keep going.
Okay. No, yeah, so, we were in there, in that bathroom during the devastation as our house was, you know, pretty much picked apart.
Wow. And I know that was scary to be able to hear the hustling and rustling of those winds at the speed that it was. And, you know, I know that was very frightening for the children, you know? I mean, even to you, but I know those kids were like, oh, my goodness.
Yes. Well, it was rough, and it kept getting rougher and rougher. And then we went to several places of the house. You know, it was roughly 2,700 square feet, so there was a lot of house. But being in that bathroom and seeing what I call the look of death on my children's faces, they were looking at me as if, Mommy, are you going to let us die? And that's when the fear left. And then the woman of God, the warrior came out. The strength came out because I could not. I can't describe the look. but it's the look that my children thought that they would lose their lives in that bathroom. And that's when the fear, because I was very afraid, but the fear left. And I even left the bathroom, and I know it may sound crazy or weird to some, but I came out of the bathroom, and I began to walk that hallway, and I began to speak to Michael, because I believe as a woman of God that we have authority over the elements. And I began to talk, and I began to say to Michael, you cannot touch my children. You cannot touch me. You can do whatever you have to do out there, but you do not have the authority to take our lives. And I speak to you, and you will not come near where we are. And every time I went back in the bathroom, and I would peek, open the door, and another part of the roof would come out in the room outside. And there was even water filling up in the bathroom that we were in. But I'm here today to tell you that Michael did not touch that bathroom. Not one piece of that roof came off. But all around it, even the last time we went home, all around it was still falling. But that bathroom roof was not touched.
Jesus. Wow. So do you know the estimated wind speed that they were saying that Michael came in at?
Well, I know where we were, it was well over 150 miles. And there were some places, you know, with the high rises that it was even stronger than that. And that's what I want to tell people, that no, it wasn't a category for where we were. It was even more than that. And there have been places that recorded even higher winds than that. So, yes, it was indeed. And there were roughly, from what I understand, I guess, 8-ish or so tornadoes popping off at this same time.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. I tell you. So you have 150 mile an hour plus wind. You have you have other tornadoes spinning off of that. You have the children that fear, and you're like, nope, I can't get fearful. The woman, the intercessor that I, the woman of God that I am, has to rise up and tell Michael who he is and who he's not and what he's not going to do. So, so you said, you know what? You went into warrior mode, but you also went into
that's right.
Line. I got to protect my baby. That's what
yes,
we do.
Ma'am.
Oh, my God. That's how.
Even the fact, and this is what I like to share with everybody, even the fact that I'm where I'm at, doing what I'm doing, driving here, because I battled with anxiety and fear, and that's why I felt so safe and cozy in my little city, you know. But after that day, after being in that bathroom, I'm telling you, it's just, I tell myself no matter what, I made it through that I can make it through anything. And I think that the power of trauma sometimes, when you realize what you made it through, you realize you can do anything with Christ for real. We might quote that scripture. We might kind of believe it. But after that, I know that I can do all things. And that's the hope that I want to give to my city and anybody else who's battling with any type of fear or, you know, trying to deal with something traumatic. You went through that. You made it out. You can do anything. And I didn't want to leave tonight without putting that in the atmosphere. You can do anything one day at a time, one step at a time, and God is always with you.
Amen, amen. So the area that you had to relocate to, how many families, do you know how many families were able to travel in the area?
I don't know the numbers, but there's not a place that I go that I don't hear of, you know, some, there are many, even trying to do with the kids in school, and you just hear them, you know, that there are families or children that are either continually coming to relocate, you know, because it's just, and I know some people are, you know, like my father, such a blessing. He's almost 80 years old, and his home was, you know, not damaged that bad. There are homes that weren't damaged that, you know, as badly. And some people stay, but for those of us who, you know, just pretty much just devastation, and everybody can't just, you know, rebuild a home right now. So
right.
Until things get better, you know, some of us did have to relocate, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to fight every day in every way that I can for my city, my home.
Right. Wow. I tell you, that is so faithful. So for those of you who are joining us late, we're speaking with Ramonda Moore Brown, who was one of the people that was affected by Hurricane Michael. She and her family of eight were in a half bathroom while the storms were hitting tornadoes. Winds of 150 miles plus an hour were hitting. She and her family was in the half bath as they hear all of this going on. And so the city is still in such devastation that many are still in tents, many houses still have parts on it. And so she's telling us how we can actually help, because now you have areas that are pulling out because it's a month and a half to it, yet families are still in need. So we're trying to find out, how can we deal with this? How can we help? So she was sharing with us some places that can see from there. So some places that are helping there. She said, Freedom Agenda International Ministry. They were affected, but they're feeding and clothing people every day. They have Meet the Needs. It's a Facebook group in Panama City. They're called Meet the Needs. And they're actually sharing among each other what your need is and how they can help each other. They're banding together. Even in this, they said, we're going to band together and help out. So what? When she asked me, could we do a segment, I said, no, we're going to do a show. Because last week, the Lord allowed us to be able to talk about a heart of gratitude, a place of gratitude, but now a heart of help. How can we help? How can we be a blessing to those who are truly in need? And so, Ramonda, I tell you, your testimony has been so powerful to be that mother that says, hey, we're in these winds, but Michael, you're not going to take my baby. You're not going to take my family. And powerful, girl. So, Ramonda, for those of us, those of joining now, can you repeat those contacts?
Okay.
Those places where, you know, they can go out and help and be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like you mentioned there, that it's right there in the heart of Panama City. We have Kingdom Agenda International Ministries that are there working daily. We have my amazing apostles, Tommy and Katrina Garrett, Thy Kingdom Come Global Ministries, who are there in the heart. We have their PayPal, paypal.me/TKC Global Ministries. Anything given there, I promise you that will be distributed in those neighborhoods that are not getting that funding. There are other churches there. We have St. John. I don't really want to name because I don't want to forget anybody. But we have St. John Church there. So many other people there. We have Restoration Church there. And just different people that are, like I said, affected by the hurricane, but nevertheless working to help the people meet the need. Like I said, it's an amazing Facebook group. I know the young lady who is over that. People are there telling each other what they need, sharing, people are giving, and, you know, just trying to make sure that the local people get what they need without having to filter through or to go to certain parts of the city and not others. We want everybody to be helped, everybody to be restored.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, so we were trying to bring Ramonda on, and we have tried several times. She closed out, tried to come back in. She would have maybe joined us on the Facebook Live, but those who are listening, you're actually hearing her voice by the radio. So I praise God for that, since we couldn't bring her on. But Ramonda, I tell you, this is just, oh my goodness. You know, when you think of, you hear things like this, you read about them, but you don't really tend to speak to people that it actually happened to. But you know you got another book in your mouth. You know that, right?
I know. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Got to get busy. Got to get busy.
Yes, 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 yes. So for those of you who want to be a blessing in some type of way, go out to on Facebook group, Meet the Needs Panama City Facebook group, and see what their needs are of people, as well as Kingdom Agenda International Ministries. They're daily giving food and clothing. Thank you so much, everybody, for the wishes. And the PayPal for That came from Global. What was that PayPal information?
Okay. I'm actually going to post it because I can see you. I know you can't see me. I'm posting it
okay.
there, but it's paypal.me/ TKC Global Ministries. And that's it, yes. And then, and like I said, all of these that I mentioned, they're doing the work, and they're people of God, and they're going to get the things to the people who really and truly need them.
Yes. Amen. Amen. You've been a blessing because although you were affected, you're saying it's not about me and my life. It's about being a blessing to those who need it even worse than I am. And guys, we're going to be posting pictures. We're going to see the pictures of people that are living in tents right now, people with tarps, people with tarps on their homes. I mean, this is a month and a half after the Hurricane Michael hit. But because it's been a month and a half, you know, people are like, oh, okay, so it's over. No, it's not over. So these people are still in need. You know, these families are in need. These ministries are in need because they're reaching out just trying to be a blessing, and they were hit themselves. So we thank you, Ramonda, for sharing with us tonight so that we could be a blessing here. Because like you said, our school right now is going to be Facebook and social media, any type of social media outlet to get the word out there. And I'm praying the Good Morning America segment can open up some more doors, more eyes, because I can't believe it that the officials in the state are allowing all of this stuff to close down, yet there's still so much need. You know?
Yes. That is, it's an issue, and we pray, of course, that, and I believe that God is going to do something absolutely amazing, absolutely mind-blowing, and to bring people in general back to together, no matter color, no matter religion, no matter regardless,
right.
to bring people hearts back to helping each other, you know, and wanting to see each other thrive and survive and, no, not even survive. I'm sorry, overcome and to be restored.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And you know what? You know you go ahead and you can go ahead and declare some things in this atmosphere, right? You do know that, right?
Well, you know, I can't help myself. I am honored. Right now, I just feel in the name of Jesus. Can I just go forward for a second?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, I just, of all God, I just want to just do a quick prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Father, we thank you for those, Lord God, that are waiting to help, those that don't even know, God. We thank you for tugging the heart of somebody who didn't know that it may have been this bad. Lord God, we just declare and decree over the city, over all who are listening, over the host of this show, Lord God, the increase, Lord God, the release, Lord, restoration, every need being met, people coming together, Lord God, the no's turning into yeses, in the name of Jesus, that somebody who has the resources would release them into the hands of those who will do the work, who will get it to them. And I just believe in my heart, Lord God, that that is just what you'll do. And in the midst of it all, you will get the glory. In the midst of it all, you will get the honor. In the midst of it all, those that who were the last will begin to be the first. Lord God, those who may have lived in poverty before this, Lord God, we declare and decree the overflow and abundance in their lives, those who are sleeping in tents, God. We thank you for covering them and keeping them, oh, Lord, and helping them to remember, Lord, those that don't know you, let us to continue to put you out there, God. Draw them to you that you are the hope, God. You are the way. You are the truth. Jesus, you are the light, Lord. So this thing, Lord God, regardless of what it was meant to do, it will not take the city down, but it will indeed cause it to rise up together and worship you and to love one another, which is what you require of us in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, God.
Word to the people, as John, we still have many
on the line listening by way of radio. We have people that are on the Facebook Live. Do you have anything that you want to share with them as a final word to them?
Oh, definitely. First of all, I have to say that God loves you, whoever you are. You don't even have to be affected by the storm. Anybody who's listening, God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. No matter what trauma you went through, understand that there is hope at the other side, that we have to learn, we have to grow, and we have to trust God and walk. Get out of the boat and walk on water. You're not forgotten. You're not alone. You are loved. And God, I just can't stress that enough, because in these traumatic times, we feel alone. We could be in a crowded room. We could be from a big family. We could be around a lot of people, but we can feel alone. But know that you're not alone, and don't let the enemy make you think that you are. You are valuable. You are priceless. Everything that God has for you to do is necessary and relevant. Keep pushing forward and never, ever, ever lose hope.
Amen. So can you share one more time, Kingdom Agenda, Kingdom Come, those things as well, because we have people coming in, okay?
Okay?
So if you can share that one more time.
Okay. The Thy Kingdom Come Global Ministries is PayPal.me/TKC Global Ministries. And as I have to say, these are my leaders there who, actually, I hadn't even mentioned that the ministry was absolutely flattened by the hurricane, but they're still ministering. They're still faithful over the things of God. And Meet the Need, again, is an amazing one, group that you can see the need. You can see where people are and what they need. And, again, Kingdom Agenda International Ministries is right there. But if they go to my Facebook page, Ramonda Moore Brown, on any social media, you can see, you know, I try to share as much as possible so we can keep it relevant. We can let people know. We don't want this thing to die like yesterday's news, because it's just something that is still going on today.
And so for those of you, we had quite a few that joined on Facebook Live. For those of you who are just we have Ramonda Moore Brown on the line with us. She and her family were hit by Hurricane Michael October 2nd. And that area, Panama City and the Panhandle area, is still in really serious devastation. But now the area, you know, pulling out, because, it's been a month and a half. Well, although it's been a month and a half, you still have a need, and now you're pulling what the people need because of the time frame. No, that's not. So Ramonda said, you know what? I got to do something to help. How can I help? And so when she reached out to me and asked me, could we do a quick segment, I said, no, ma'am, we're not doing a quick segment. We're going to do a show. And so that's what it's all about. Reaching out and being a blessing, because if you understand working the principles of the kingdom of God, if you sow, you shall reap back a great harvest. So it's not all about you doing this all the time. Go ahead and do this and trust God like he's doing. He and her family, he is a single parent with 7 children, and they were sitting in this half bathroom, half bath, and they were affected, yet she said, how can I help? How can I be a blessing? I'm having to start over. But how can I be a blessing to those who are in the tent? I'm not in a tent right now. But my family and I are still in need. Yet, I want to be a blessing to someone that's in worse state than me. Now, that right there speaks so much volume to me. You know, many times we take so much for granted. And these people are living in tents. They are living in tents with their children. And I don't know, do you know what the weather is looking like there right now? Because it's gotten cold here in Atlanta. Do you know what the weather is looking like there, Ramonda?
It has been rather cold at night, and that's had rain, you know, going on. So, yes, it hasn't been, you know, people think Florida that it's just always sunshiny. Well, no, there has been some rain. And when I went, you know, and I go pretty much weekly, because I do have, like I said, a 79-year-old father there. But it's been cold at night, and if people can remember this, that some lost everything, like they didn't have any clothes, but the clothes on their back, and, you know, that kind of thing, that people are needing clothing and warm clothing, and, you know, so many different things, you know, places to live. Children are trying to go back to school. They're sharing schools. Like one area, there's like half the day the middle school goes and the other half the high school goes. I mean, it's really a trying time for them, and they're trying to, they're doing their best to make the best of it and to have a new normal.
Mm-hmm. And so the schools are having to share facilities because the schools
were damaged. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like I think high school goes like 7 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon, and then from 1 to 6, I think it is the middle school, and then some of the other elementaries, they're sharing. I mean, like I said, they're and I know they weren't prepared for this, and this is totally new on this scale for them, and it's not to say they're not doing the best that they can, but, you know, there's just, they just need more help there. They're doing, you know, the best that they can with what they have, but we just want to see America coming together to help us.
Yes. So social media, we need your help. We need you to share on all of your platforms, because these families are still in need. These families, the people are still, the place is in devastation, yet they're pulling out the help. And so the places for the people to shower, they're pulling that away. The places that are feeding the people, that's getting ready to be pulled. So now you're going to see even more devastation if there's not people stepping up and stepping in. So, Ramonda, we praise God for you sharing with us this evening. And make sure you share your pictures and things of that nature. I'm going to share some things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, you know, do what we can to get the word out to try to help bring awareness. Because I can't even imagine even being in that half bath with a family of 8, hearing those winds like that. That by itself, I placed myself there. And I can't even imagine it. How many schools were actually destroyed? Someone just posted in the chat. Do you know how many schools were actually destroyed?
Right now, I don't want to tell you something that's not true. I'm not sure of how many that were destroyed, but we have 3 or 4 right now that are sharing like that, maybe even more that are sharing, like middle school going one day, elementary going at different times, you know. So, yeah, it was widespread. Very few schools didn't get touched at all. Uh-huh.
Okay. Gotcha. Wow. So the ones may not have been destroyed, but many of them were still damaged. And they still get apples until they get them back. So this is something. So we're going to be posting pictures and things like that, guys, and you'll be able to see pictures of how the people are still living in tents and the tarps and things like that. And as many of you, as you get other pictures, because you may know other family members and other friends that are in the area, share that, because we need to bring the awareness. If people don't know, how can they help? And then also the awareness, sometimes that awareness is going to bring the necessary powers that be to make something happen. I mean, how can you pull out of an area that's still devastated? That's just I'm going to stop right there because I was getting emotional. But
I had a little talk with Jesus. Lord, don't let me go there. But it is something. And like I said, to be there all of my life, and to drive through my own personal neighborhood and count and not even know, okay, where am I at again?
Mm-hmm.
That is just, that's something that you can't wrap your mind around.
You don't even know who you are.
Yes.
Your own ministry flattened, y'all still helping. You know.
They never stopped from day one. Yeah. From day one of the apostles, they kept going on helping and, it's just amazing.
Wow. Well, we bless God for your story and that you are here to tell the story and you're able to be a blessing. You're blessed to be a blessing. And we believe in God that everything that you are in need of, that is restored in every person that's there, that's in need, that their needs are not just met, but in excess and overflow. And we declare that there's a decrease into the hands of the apostles, and those who have a heart that's giving, although they lost everything, if they have a heart to give, they'll continue to give from a place of excess. So we declare that to be so in the name of Jesus for every person there. Amen. All right, so for those who came on late, we're talking about the Panama City and the Panhandle area. People are asking questions now. God bless you all that's joining us. We're talking about Panama City and the Panhandle area. So St. Michael hit them October 10th. But here we are November 27th, about to go into December, and the families are in devastation. Many are living in tents. Schools are having to share schools. So some go to school in the morning, some go to school in the evening. You have places of families that lost everything. Churches flattened, houses flattened. Ramonda, who we have on the line with us, her house was in such a damaged state that her neighborhood, that she drives in her personal neighborhood, and she doesn't know where she is. So can you imagine, you live in this place, yet you drive in and you're like, now where am I now? Because there's such, it's devastating. So we just declare that all will be restored and that God's hand is in it. And people see God's hand, and it's not just about a person, but they see him and they turn to him. Not to people, but turn to him in this place. And we see a rebuilding because they turn to him. Amen. Well, Ramonda, we bless God for you and your family of eight. And we thank you for sharing with us tonight. And make sure you share everything because we're going to be sharing. Guys, make sure you look for her page. Her is Ramonda Moore-Brown. I'm going to be sharing as well. And any of you, please share on all of your social media platforms because we can do so much with social media. We share jokes. All the foolishness. It's time to share. It's a necessity in this hour. So we want to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. Father, restore the city and let the people's hearts turn to you. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's what I'm talking about. So we just give God praise for what he's doing in this hour through you, Ramonda, and your family, through your church, through your apostles, to every person with the heart of the Father as they're moving forth and not focusing on what they lack, but focusing on what they have. And that's an excess because there's no lack in the Father. So we give him praise for you and for each and every one of them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please make sure you guys share the post. Share your pictures again as soon as you get an opportunity. We're going to be doing this here. And for those of you who missed any of the broadcast, please go back and replay. We will have it available on onfireinspire.com/onfireinspire. blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire on the radio portion. blogtalkradio.com/onfireinspire. And then the replay of the Facebook Live will definitely be available as well. But share it because I'm telling you, it's necessary because no one should have to live like this. And if there's a need, we should actually be able to help out if we have the capacity to, if nothing else but to share with our social media outlets who don't have the capacity to be able to help in a financial way. So we thank God for you. We bless God for every person that joined tonight, whether you're listening by internet, listening by radio, or you're listening by Facebook Live. We give God praise for you. Amen, amen. So thank you for joining us. We will be back next week, guys, same time, same place, next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, your host of On Fire to Inspire. And like I said, this is God's show. I am the mouthpiece. He shows me using it out in this hour, and I'm totally grateful. And I'm humbled that you chose to join us tonight. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed and fun. Thank you.